double digits by the end of the week. The weekend looks gorgeous. Sunshine on Friday, high of 17, could hit 20 on Saturday. Honestly, spring is coming. Well, there are many well-known classic epic poems. The Odyssey comes to mind, the Iliad. Well, Jack Mitchell would like to add a Canadian saga to that esteemed list. So he wrote one. A 4,000-line poem called The Plains of Abraham. The piece tells of one year and the many battles between the French and the English fighting for Canada. Here is a little of what it sounds like.
Then at the morn there rose towards the east the soft pink palm of dawn. And then the soldiers clad in red were seen at last in tall Quebec. As when in the early morning light the dew will sparkle in the sun, before the hand of God will lift it up into the cloudless sky, and with it children cool their toes and dance upon the prickly grass. Just so the English bayonets were sparkling in the morning light. Thus from the wall the sentry saw that sparkle in the morning light, and straightway he mounted up and took in hand the shining reins. He knew his duty was to bring the news of this to dark Montcalm, and through the city's streets at break of day he galloped his swift steed, and down the slope he rode until he came unto St. Charles' stream. He rode across the bridge which cut across the current's icy flow. He made his way unto the camp while looking for the dark Montcalm. The soldiers then had just awakened, shivering in the early morn. And straightway that sentry found the residence of dark Montcalm, the dark-haired Marquis of Montcalm, the chief commander of the French. And straightway the sentry spoke and handed off the shining reins. "Monsieur, I come with urgent tidings from impregnable Quebec. Alas, there are some English soldiers on the plains of Abraham. Their many English bayonets are glinting in the morning light." So spoke the sentry, blameless man, and then indeed the dark moan calm. He gave a silent sigh, for in his heart he heard the voice of fate.
That's poet Jack Mitchell with just a few of the 4,000 lines he wrote to tell the story of the Battle of the Plains of Abraham and other skirmishes of the time. He's performing chunks of that poem for school children across Canada in a tour. And today he is in Toronto for a three-day stay. And Jack Mitchell's in studio with me. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
Now, why write this poem? Why the Plains of Abraham?
Well, I was drawn towards epic poetry, I think, before I was drawn towards the actual subject. And I've been reading the Iliad, the great Greek epic poem. And when I decided that I was going to do a Canadian epic poem, I sort of cast around for what subject would be appropriate and what would be most sort of mythological in Canadian history. And so I instantly focused on the Siege of Quebec and the Battle of the Plains of Abraham, which happens, I have to say, to bear a striking resemblance to the actual Siege of Troy, which happens in the Iliad. So I was able to kind of appropriate a good chunk of Homer's stuff and use it for a Canadian context.
How does one approach an epic poem? When you sit down at your computer or if you wrote it out in longhand, how do you mentally attack something like that?
Well, very good question. I attacked it about six different ways, didn't know what to do. Finally hit the road when I first toured Canada with this poem. I realized after my first few shows I didn't quite have the right trick for doing it. So I sat down in a cafe and just called on the muse and hoped that she'd save me. And I basically managed to come up with a first good chunk of poetry at that point. And I've been building on it ever since. It's always a question of what the audience will respond to and what the audience wants. And it's very, very audience oriented, if only because otherwise, you know, I don't want any rotten tomatoes thrown at me on the stage.
Well, I watched you perform that segment there live. No tomatoes flying.
Thank you, Indy.
And I watched you and no notes. I mean, there it was from the heart, from the mind, and you have the entire thing memorized, I guess.
I do. Well, and because I've had sort of a number of versions in my mind at any given point, I can kind of pick and choose which details I want at any given point. And if I find myself at a loss for words, it's not so much a question of, you know, what is the right text. I need to come up with something that'll work for the here and now, as it were. And I can sift my brain for what fits the meter and what will actually fit the present moment.
You really own the piece then. I mean, if you can actually just pull a segment out of your head, if you're a loss for words, break out in poem.
Right, absolutely. And I've been trying to do some sort of spontaneous composition on the road as we travel across Canada. I mean, it's... there's a lot of subjects in the news that I think are kind of appropriate for epic poetry. The Gomery Inquirer, I think, could be taken up by many an epic poet from sea to sea.
It lends itself to that. How do you find the children respond to it then? What are they like?
Well, in terms of what they respond to, it has varied from place to place. Some of them like the action, which is a bit more like an action film. Some of them like the character speeches and whatnot. I think they like the similes also, where I compare as I did there in that excerpt I read. the action of the poem to the Canadian landscape and things. So it has varied from place to place. They've really responded quite positively. I've been quite shocked by how good their questions are after the shows. They always come straight to the point and ask me both about memorization technique, why I was... The first question is always, what inspired you to do this? So I think this must be a question that everyone is going through everyone's mind as they look at me on stage.
Because you think epic poem, as you say, there's all sorts of things in the news now that can inspire something big. So with all this, especially with Canadian history to choose from, the Plains of Abraham, you wonder where the passion comes from that story in particular.
Oh, well, it's something that does lend itself to passion, I think, because it was really an epic moment in the country's history, and the kids are keen on Canadian history, I think.
Really?
If we gave them a bit more opportunity, I think, to expose themselves to it, I think we'd find a strong response.
But here we are in the video games sort of multimedia era, and there you are standing in front of them, I mean, all varied ages, and holding their attention with a poem. I find that remarkable. Must be good.
Well, I don't know if it's that or just the regular metered verse kind of hypnotizes them a bit, I think.
Well, the rhythm, there's something to that. The rhythm in it is very, very, very engaging.
And if I use this on myself, it's not too bad to hold the attention of grade sixes for, half an hour. With respect to the video game era, I think they do respond to the idea of somebody actually being there physically present and communicating his real passion on stage, as I try to do anyway.
Would you write more epics about Canadiana? Is there something else other than Gomery that you've got in the back of your mind?
Oh, well, to be honest, what I'd like to do is more of a sort of Odyssey-style poem now that I had this real Iliad-style poem. And I think I'd choose one of the early European explorers in the Canadian West, I think, and bring in more First Nations material and make it less of about blood and guts and more about exploring the landscape.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the kids like the material, and on my parenting column this morning on Metro Morning and Ontario Morning, talking about the Holocaust, and the teacher there was telling me that she needs to get material that makes history interesting. It has to relate to the kids.
Right.
She said sometimes with the boys, it is sort of the blood and guts, it's the violence, it's something that, whether we like it or not, can actually capture their imaginations.
And well, it's something they've been exposed to a lot, and I think if that ends up being at least one of many vehicles for communicating history and historical awareness, I think there's nothing particularly wrong with using that, I think.
Well, great to hear that they actually are jazzed by Canadian history. That's
yes,
wonderful.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
And your poem is too, Jack. Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Jack Mitchell is the poet and performer of the Plains of Abraham epic poem. He will perform it tomorrow at G.A. Brown Middle School. He's also doing a free public performance at Fort York on Friday night at 7 o'clock. It is a 4,000-line poem. Well, coming up in the next half hour on Here and Now.